T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Nationals won.
Oh,
yesterday.
They did win yesterday. Okay.
So you got a 6-game lead in the NL East, and your destiny is in your hands.
It is.
You have control of what's going to happen for the remainder of the season in these 41 games. That said, there are issues right now, and you're going to, with Dansby, question mark, don't know when he's going to come back. Same thing with Austin Riley. The bullpen being the disaster that it is right now, I point to two guys, and you mentioned one of them already. It's Folty. We need Folty to be consistently good. I don't know if I need him to be great, but he can't be average and he can't be bad. I need Folty to be good every 5 days. He can't be bad.
He cannot be bad.
And I need Johan Camargo to show up.
Yes.
Because, like, I guess we've just given him a pass.
Why?
Because so many other guys have been good this year. But Josh Donaldson took his job and has been amazing. And then you thought Johan would maybe be a utility guy, and you hadn't really needed it for a lot of the season.
You're playing guys.
Exactly.
You know, he's not giving guys breaks.
And guys have not let him take their starts. Because when Dansby was healthy, Dansby needed to be out there every day. Same thing with Ozzie. Same thing with Austin Riley in left field. Sorry. Like, Johan Camargo was on the bench collecting dust because everybody was playing well. Well, now guys are hurt. And I don't know whether Johan Camargo took it personally that he wasn't featured as much as he thought he was going to be.
I think he did.
Okay. Well, now it's time to get over that. Because you're going to play every single day. And unfortunately, the first, 12 or 13 days he played when Dansby got hurt,
it wasn't good.
He was also a disaster.
Yes.
So if the Braves are going to keep this up and win the division and win a playoff series, and again, question mark with Dansby, Johan Camargo is going to have to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with him is that, you know, we were all saying, well, you got to find a way to get Camargo some at bats. You got to find a way to get him in the game. Well, he's found his way in there now, and he's got to definitely step up and do his thing. And I think he's capable of doing it. The position versatility that he has, he can play at the infield, he can play in the outfield, but. You know, he's got to be more reliable. He's had some issues at the shortstop position, turning double plays, ball slipping out of his hand, ball slipping out of his glove. You know, can't quite make that long throw to Freddie.
Right.
I mean, you've got to find a way to get some production from somebody, either him, Charlie Clutch. I mean, Duvall. I mean, somebody has got to find a way to, I mean, not necessarily make it as long as it was all the way through 8, but at least through 6.
Yeah, at least through 6.
Yeah, at least through 6.
Because right now your lineup is 4.
Yeah.
And then you hope Brian McCann has a good game, or you hope Ender Inciarte has a good game, or you hope Johan Camargo, or whoever. But 5, 6, 7, 8, and then the pitcher is tough right now. And here, is it reasonable to ask Ender Inciarte to be who Ender Inciarte was last year in the final 41 games of the season? He got 41 games left. I went and looked it up last night.
All right.
The final 41 games of the year last year, Ender Inciarte hit .297.
Okay.
He had 6 home runs, 10 doubles, and 46 hits with 24 RBIs. Right, that's really good.
That's really good. Tell me this, and I'll go back to our Devontae Freeman conversation. Is it hope or is it, you know, reality?
It's hope.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
but
know.
But you've seen it.
But you, that's the thing about it. Just because you've seen
it's
somebody
It's reasonable
do,
hope.
You've seen people do stuff from year to year, and everybody likes to always, because that's what when we talk about pit dead, we don't want to hear the South America, we don't want to hear that no more. We don't want to hear what you've done before. What can you do for us right now?
Yeah.
And Ender, I mean, can you put him in that unsung hero category?
Ender?
Because he seems like he has, like, it will be fitting for him to be in there. You know what I'm saying? Because of that. It seems like he would be one of those guys that go along with the 3 names we have right here. It would have to be Ender, right? Because right now, who do you trust more, Ender or Adam Duvall?
Ender.
All right. Who do you trust more, Ender or Camargo?
Man, I guess right now, Ender.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he should be a part of that category that we're talking about right now. It's just the fact that we don't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Randy, but today is supposed to be the hottest heat index of the entire summer.
And that's when he heats up, baby.
Ender and Ciarte.
Ender in the heat, man.
The weather gets going, and so does Ender. So hopefully that happens, because somebody's going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Or if they don't, if you're just a total desert void, hoping one of these guys from 5 through 9 can do something on a nightly basis and counting on 1 through. Because here's the good thing. Ronald Acuña is playing at the best level he's ever played at right now.
Correct.
Ozzie Albies is hitting the baseball beautifully. Freddie Freeman is Freddie Freeman, and Josh Donaldson is playing like MVP Josh Donaldson. So, like, the back half of the lineup being bad is a problem, but at least your top four is one of the best top fours, if not the best top four in baseball. Here's what you're also going to need. That bullpen?
Yep.
That you went out and traded for and was supposed to be righted and fixed and
everything.
Somebody
got to step up.
It's got to be. Like, what happened last week, you got to forget about that.
We gave them a pass.
Okay.
We got a pass.
Okay, guys, there's your hall pass.
There's your hall pass right there.
Now come home against the Mets and figure it out.
You know what? Y'all guys are home. Maybe your families are here now. You know.
Yeah.
I think Mark
Melanson's staying with me.
Yeah, I forgot about
He's
that.
He's staying in the guest room.
I got him out there doing yard work. That's the problem. Y'all got him out there doing yard work.
Yeah, we're trying to build a patio. Bad idea to do that in the middle of August in Atlanta.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Good exercise, though. Bikram yard work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.